The challenge of displaying foreign cultures in European museums.
I truly believe that those objects have an agency which is a universal agency and which will not only play its role in Benin City or Lagos, but which will play its role in Hamburg, Cologne, and in New York, and many other places
in
that world.
All these objects will go home.
How we think and understand colonialism is inscribed in the colonial power structures and relations that persist to this day.
I think there's a lot of lip service paid to this act of restitution.
Colonialism does still controls our mentality through an hegemonic system of knowledge. The question, therefore, are who tells this story?
I'm tired of all of these conversations that are happening around restitution.
How do we tell this story in the museum? And where do we tell this story?
Wir wissen das alle, dass das Humboldt-Forum ja auch mit einem bestimmten architektonischen, städtebaulichen, ästhetischen Form verbunden ist, nämlich in Form einer weitgehenden Rekonstruktion des Berliner Schlosses. Vor dem Hintergrund ausgerechnet die Repräsentation außerpolitischer Kulturen unter einem vermeintlich postkolonialen Rahmen zu stellen, das ist wirklich sehr, sehr schwer zu vermitteln.
I think lots of museum directors are having these kind of crises of what comes next because of the building on imperialist foundations.
Was wir bisher nicht machen, dass wir, wenn wir erfahren, da ist irgendwas gestohlen, dass wir dann einen Brief schreiben und sagen, wir haben hier was, das ist vor 120 Jahren gestohlen worden.
And zurück. I think that the museum should be the conscience of the nation. The conscience of the people.
And I think that at the core of all of this is the creation of the other.
We almost came up to a breaking point where museums as they are can't continue to exist.
Please continue to put pressure on it. If not, our society will not be able to move.
When we do talk about colonial histories or the post-colonial situation, it is not about the others, it's about us all.
People are being deported to African continent because they are not allowed to live here. But we don't give back all the objects, which are also not allowed to be here. But we keep them.
The debate is no longer if restitution should take place, but restitution is now.
It's about time that we start writing our own history. And these objects here can help us.
And we all agree. That is immoral for museums to continue to keep these looted objects that have been taken away violently.
These conversations, I'm tired of them because I don't feel like they really do anything. Yes, absolutely.
So it's, the objects are not going back to Nigerian people. It is going from German state to certain states. Fine, very good, nice, civilized gesture, but that's it. No more than that.
It brings up emotions that you took something from a child, you brought it here, you never showed it to the world that this is what children in Namibia are making. You put it in a box in a museum, dust it, and that's it.
I would want a German that acknowledges that they've done wrong, that they've taken my goods, they've taken my forefathers, and any conversation that we do have, it should be from my side.
To the extent to which these conversations here in the West do anything, I mean, I guess it depends on...
It's even shaking because I feel very bad. You should educate the Germans so they know more.
You know, each one of us and of you and what you take from it and what you then go on and do with it.